Cool, back here. Monique speaking.
Oh, hi, Monique. It's Dr. Sewell. I'm returning
hi.
Amy's call, I think, or somebody's call about James Strawbridge.
Yeah, I think they just wanted an update on how Jim's going.
Don't know, really. I mean, he's in Osborne Park, as you know.
Yep.
He was last reviewed by the consultant on Monday, on the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
So I can read you out the progress note from that.
That would be great.
Up to date as it comes. So on review, in quotes, I don't know how I am. I can't understand why I'm being put through this, end quotes. States need help with, in quotes, living, end quotes. Advise James of goals whilst in hospital to improve pain and mental health. Doesn't recall self-harming, feels this is not something he would do. Recalls his brother has passed away, has some happy memories of working as a builder, feels his mental health is good. James states he's proud of his son.
Yep.
On examination, not orientated to place, cooperative, pleasant, smiling, superficial rapport, perplexed affect, mood is confused, disorganized thought form, repetitive, answers questions somewhat inappropriately by bringing up his previous occupation as a builder, minimal insight into his condition. Impression at this stage, no evidence for melancholic depression. Low mood is likely in the context of adjustment due to aging with cognitive impairment. Risk of harm to self is entirely impulsively driven with no clear plan or ideation. Risk of falls is extremely high but predominantly non-modifiable due to age, frailty and cognitive impairment. His current nursing environment in proximity room remains appropriate. And whilst a 1-to-1 AAN special was considered, this wouldn't meaningfully modify his falls risk once 1-to-1 special is no longer available. Plan, increased buprenorphine patch to 15 micrograms per week. Tapentadol decreased from 50 BD to Nocte in favor of patch in light of medication interaction. Lying and standing BP, please. Cease aspirin due to nil role for secondary prevention, given the age and risk of bleeds post-fall. Continue 30-60s for now, and existing fall prevention strategies, physio review. So they're sort of focusing a little bit on the physical health issues. There's no sort of mention at this stage of discharge planning, but have they been in contact with yourselves?
No.
No. Okay. So I think he's a work in progress at Osborne Park, but I'm not sure how much more progress they're hoping to make with him.
Yeah.
Any thoughts yourself?
No, I think that's pretty much on par with James's mental health in general.
Mm.
He goes through these little ups and down periods.
And just remind me, what was he like with taking medication?
He used to be fairly good. There'd be times where he didn't want to take some medications, but the staff would be able to go back and try again, and they usually were successful.
Yeah.
Okay. He had quite a few SIRs with different residents in the past.
When they intruded on him?
Yeah, either he intruded on their space or he thought they were intruding on his.
Yeah. I mean, if he's not discharged on a low dose of a neuroleptic, I'll probably start him on one just to see if he'll take the edge off the sort of impulsivity and irritability.
Yeah, I think that's his main concern, is that impulsive behaviour.
Yeah. Obviously, we'll have to be a bit careful with his falls risk and also the cocktail he's already on, but I would wonder about a bit of quetiapine or a bit of risperidone or something like that.
Yeah, that might be helpful, I think. I can't remember if he's on quetiapine or not already.
No, I can't off the top of my head, but...
Yeah, I feel like he was already on quetiapine.
All right. stopped it, we might need to think again then.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I haven't seen. Well, this is the up-to-date sort of progress notes. There's not really a discharge discussion or plan yet, but I get the feel it's not far off.
Yeah, it sounds like they feel like they've probably scratched as much as they can with Jim.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's already on quetiapine.
Oh, is he?
Twice a day, 25 milligrams twice a day.
And that probably wasn't really doing the trick then. And also, there probably isn't that much room to go up, so we might think about some risperidone as an alternative.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't get there. Yeah, so Talaprim, 20 milligrams once. Mirtazapine, 15.
Yeah.
Quetiapine, 25 BD with that tapentadol, but they're reducing that with the increase of the buprenorphine.
Yeah. And just he was generally okay at night when he was with you guys?
Yeah, nighttime didn't seem to be a problem.
Yeah.
Like there'd be he would, just little things like he would just turn off fridges and things like that, but I think that's from way back when in the days where he used to do those, so we would then turn them off of a night and then there'd be a puddle on the floor from where he's turned his fridge off. That's the only concern that we've ever had with Jim overnight. He's pretty well slept well overnight and no wakings or concerns there.
And no issues around sundowning?
No. The behaviour's pretty much pretty steady throughout the day.
Yeah. So we might start something in the morning if he's not already on it.
Yep.
Yep. Lovely. Okay. Well, thanks for that. And they'll... if you hear anything about discharge plans, let me know because I'd want to follow him up fairly promptly once he lands back.
No worries. We'll let you know when we hear anything.
All right. Thanks ever so much, Monique. Nobody else?
Thank you. No major concerns. Nope.
All right. Lovely. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.